USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
There is proof Chinese scientists invented the coronavirus. That's the claim made in a new research paper obtained by London's The Daily Mail and posted online today. A British professor and Norwegian scientist claim to have found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples they say could only have been manipulated in a lab. Also, a new COVID variant found in Vietnam. The health minister announcing today it's a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants, but much more transmissible. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Biden encouraged by rising vaccination rates.
I know when I ran for office, I said I wanted to do three things, one of which was to unite the country. It's difficult, but this is the first real evidence that we're able to do it. The American people are more ready to come together, I believe, than the Congress and the elected officials are.
Biden adds, we're not just saving lives, but getting our lives back as America rebounds from the depths of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Details out on President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal released yesterday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. But it does not include a national minimum wage of $15 an hour, something he talked about during his presidential campaign, or a ban on using federal funds for most abortions, a ban in effect since 1976 and known as the Hyde Amendment. A ban Senator Biden supported. Democrats have what they claim is more evidence of President Trump's hold on the GOP. Senate Republicans yesterday blocking a measure to form a special commission to investigate the January riot at the Capitol. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
This vote has made it official. Donald Trump's big lie has now fully enveloped the Republican Party. Trump's big lie is now the defining principle of what was once the party of Lincoln.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. CNN reporting yesterday, a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form a committee herself to investigate the riot. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An illegal immigrant convicted of murder. Wendy King has more.
An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A federal government official seems open to a COVID vaccine passport. Tim Berg has more.
The debate over vaccine passports is being ramped up a notch. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas causing a stir when he talked about the topic on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all and that no one is disenfranchised. And so we're taking a very close look at that.
A DHS spokesman later clarified that there won't be a federal mandate for a single vaccination credential. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.